The countdown to Super Committee Decision Day is on. If the Super Committee can't come up with a federal deficit reduction plan by its deadline, across-the-board cuts will go into place. The House Armed Services Committee looking at how those cuts may affect the Defense Department, and they're not the only organization in Washington thinking about how that might work. Lawrence Korb is here to talk sequestration at the Department of Defense. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense and now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Dr. Korb, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be with you again.
Tell me what the process of sequestration might mean inside DOD.
Well, if sequestration kicks in, the Defense Department will have to come up with about $600 billion in reductions between in 2013 and 2023. So that would be roughly, you know, $60 billion a year that they'd have to cut over their projected levels of defense spending.
As the process gets closer and closer, is there something that has to go on inside the Defense Department to prepare for sequestration? Is this kind of like what we looked at the shutdown, where agencies have to, especially DOD, have to prepare contingency plans in case we have to go this direction or that direction?
Well, they should. I mean, one of the good things about the Defense Department, they're very good about planning. And so they ought to be, you know, the first budget agreement that kept us from defaulting on the debt said they'd have to cut about $350 billion over the next 10 years. And then, of course, if you do the other 600, you're close to about $1 trillion or about $100 billion over the next 10 years. And basically what you would then be doing is, okay, if we're, you know, have this, smaller amount of money, how big can the Army and the Marine Corps be? How many nuclear weapons do we need? How quickly, you know, should we build submarines and destroyers? And when should we build a new aircraft carrier? Those are the type of things that you'd have to do. My personal feeling is it can be done, because even if you cut the whole trillion, you're back to where you were in real terms in 2007. So, you know, I see these stories and people, you hear them, you think it was the end of World War One or something. I mean, you'd be back to where you were on average during the Cold War, again, even if you control for inflation. So it's just really a question of, you know, doing it right.
Secretary Panetta has used the term doomsday, and Deputy Secretary Lynn was on my program a couple of days before he left the Defense Department talking about the dangers of sequestration. And I wonder if you think that there might be a risk of some people, both in DOD and in Congress, maybe starting a Chicken Little effect, where people say, geez, all they do is go on and on about how terrible this is going to be, and it can't be that bad, can it? Is there a danger of that, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you can't run the Pentagon on, you know, $450 billion a year, which is what we spent on average, again, controlling for inflation in the Cold War, you ought to get another job. Obviously, every agency would like to get more money. No agency in the federal government has all they need to do to carry out their, you know, their tasks. And, you know, again, if you take a look at, let's say you do the whole thing, the $1 trillion, that's a 15% cut. Richard Nixon cut at 30%, Eisenhower cut at 30%, and Reagan's second term, where when I worked in government, we cut at 10% in real terms over 4 years. And, you know, we did win the Cold War, you know, and during the Eisenhower years, you know, when he was complaining about the military-industrial complex and people talking about bomber gaps and missile gaps, they were right. We had many more than they did. And so, you know, you hear these things, and, you know, and I see these things, and I say, you know, people don't understand, because they hear, oh, $1 trillion, man, that's a big cut. They don't recognize it's gone up over $1 trillion since 2001.
Well, give us some context there, and you mentioned 2007 is the number that, in the event of sequestration, DOD would have to work under. How does that compare back, say, let's go to at any time during the Clinton administration or at any time during the first Bush administration? What's a frame of reference there for us?
Well, again, what we're talking about is that it would be higher than it was under the Clinton administration, and it would be higher than it was under the first Bush, the elder Bush, and it would be higher than the budget that, you know, President Bush, the second President Bush, first presented to Congress before 2001, the attacks. Because what happened after 2001, basically, as used Secretary Gates' term, the gusher of defense spending started. Admiral Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said we didn't have to make any hard choices. You could have everything you want. Well, you can't have that anymore because we have this horrible deficit problem. And the good thing is, you know, we're ending, you are going to getting out of Iraq. We're beginning to get out of Afghanistan. We're not going to invade any, you know, Middle East countries again and try and re-engineer the societies. So you can easily take the Army and the Marines back to where they were on 9/11. That's 100,000 people. That's $15 billion a year right there.
And that's a point that I think has been lost, Dr. Korb, in this whole conversation, is that it doesn't appear that there will be a significant difference in where we were and where we have been at other points in our history where we have been in a position that we believe we're safe and secure.
Right, that's right. And again, you know, people will say, well, if you do this, you increase your risk. Well, always, you can't buy perfect security. You can spend the whole federal budget on it, and you know, you can. There's always something that you can't foresee. But again, I go back, and, you know, I've studied this, and I was in the service in the 60s, and, you know, then worked in the Pentagon, and I hear these people coming up with these doomsday scenarios. Well, you know, right now they say, look at the Chinese. Even if you do this cut, we'll be spending five times more than the Chinese. So it's not a question of money. It's really how you spend it. I think that's the key. If you make the wrong decision, sure, you could jeopardize security. But, you know, again, that's why we get these people to be Secretary of Defense and deputies and service chiefs. They're supposed to, you know, make sure you spend it correctly.
Thank you for sharing your expertise and your insight with us this afternoon, Dr. Korb. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Bye.